Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1222 in the writing is shir number 375. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we previously spoke about the halachas of in Shinoi Makom. We're in Shinoi Makom, Holchei Drachim, the halachas of a traveler. So we previously spoke about the halachas of a car and one that's inside a car and then they start to drive. So we said, basically, you know, the car is, according to some Paiskim, how they look at it, is basically like a room. So I just want to explain a little bit better, some of this firm bring it down, a little bit to explain a little bit better further how this idea works. In general, when one is inside of a car, sometimes they're traveling and sometimes they're standing in one part, in one place, right? The person could be eating traveling, the person could be eating while they're parked, and then they could be changing, right? They could eat part of their item or drink part of their coffee while they're parked, part of it while they're driving and so on. Okay. Now, in all the cases, the car itself is considered a separate rishus, a separate domain, the inside of the car itself. Like we said, some place can actually say it has a din of like a room, like a dira, right? There's no changing because it's all one dira, one room. In other words, as long as one is still in the car, whether or not the car is moving, a new bracha is not needed. This is true if one, in other words, this is true if one made a bracha on a food or a drink which requires a burn of fashes. In general, we said we've been talking about foods which are shahakal or adama or ha'etz, but I'm trying to switch it over a little bit because it's more in conjunction with the after bracha, not so much the bracha before. In other words, if the bracha has to be made in the place where you ate or drank, that's where the connection applies. In other words, alamechia, and so on. But if one does not halachically have to make the bracha where they ate or drank, like a burn of fashas, that's where the Shinoi Makom does apply, and then we move from there to the bracha before. So in general, the items which are burn of fashas in general are a shahakal or eight or hadama. There are some exceptions here and there, like we spoke about, we'll get to this, rice. But in general, it's those that are brachas, shahakal or eight or hadama. That's what we have been referring to, those brachas in general, but I want to try and stick a little bit more this far and bring down when they do talk about the Shinoi Makom, they say a bur in a fasha. So it's true if one made the bracha on a food or a drink which requires a bur in a fasha while the car is parked, right? And then they change their mind in the middle and then they start to drive. So as long as they're still in the car, so either way, we're going to say that there's no change of location. That's the point over here, that there's no, even though the car is moving, what do you mean my car is moving? But you're in the car. When you're in the house, in a room, right? So it's all one room, nothing's moving, even though you're moving in the room, but it all has a din of one room, right? Same room, we said there's no Shinoi Makom. Going from room to room, so then it starts to change a little bit. But when you're in one room, even a large room, even like a wedding hall or whatever, right, the large hall where there's a simcha going on. So even then, we said, even if one cannot see the original place where they made the bracha, then one would not need a new bracha as long as they're in one room, albeit a large room. Now, when you're in a car, it's a smaller room, right? So, babid azmeza halacha of a room. So therefore, one would not have to make a new bracha at all. So if one made, if one entered the car and they had a mind to drive, so now different. Let's talk the other way. So that's all if one did not have the mind to drive. And then they changed their mind and decided to drive off. So nothing would change. They're all in the same car, same place. We said the floor of the car is all part of that same location. So if one entered the car, flipping it the other way, one entered the car, they had a mind to drive. Now the taka had in mind to drive and to travel somewhere and they had a mind, holchei drachim, right? They want to travel with the coffee, want to travel with the food. So then the bracha would be, right before the bracha, that's what they had in mind. That again, they're going. But they made the bracha while they parked, right? Which is what should be done. One should not be, I did hear in the past, I don't remember where, but I did hear in the past, one should not be making a bracha while they're driving. We spoke about making a bracha when you're walking for sure not, and even when one is driving, because you have to concentrate on the driving. You have to, you know, stop and concentrate on the bracha when one is making a bracha. When it's driving, it's hard to concentrate. Although, even though some might say, well, I can concentrate also. But one should try, unless it's a pressing situation or something like that, one should definitely try to stop make a bracha and then go. But we're talking about now a case, getting back to our case, they park, they make the bracha, and they have a mind, they're going on the trip, right? So they make the bracha on the coffee, and then they go, then they drive off. So in that case, we're going to say that if they, even though they made stops along the way, right, they stopped for gas, and they stopped a short while for the restroom, or they stopped to take a break, or whatever, the be it as it may, it's all part of the whole chayt rachim, small stop-offs here and there. So since they had a mind to travel from beforehand, so all that would be inclusive. So there's two different ways that we want to look at this. Number one, like we said, somebody is sitting in the place of the car and they have no intentions of traveling. Finish. And now no intentions of going. They're getting out of the car. Finish. So that is already a little bit more questionable, how that works as far as the traveling itself when you're getting out of the car. But be it as it may, definitely one thing's for sure. While he's still in the car, there is no change of shinoi makom. It has a din of one room, and even if one decides to change their mind now and they decide to travel, right? So then for sure there's no bracha either way, as long as it's still inside of the car. But if they made the bracha with the intention of traveling, which is what one should do when they have intentions of traveling, you sit down, whether it's in the house right before you leave, like we said, right? Or it's in the car itself before you actually start driving, you make the bracha, have a mind, holchei drachim, there you're going, and then all the stop-offs, I mean, the quick stop-offs, restrooms, gas, these type of things, stretching your feet for a minute or two, whatever, so that is all part of the holchei drachim, and no bracha is needed. The only time you do, the one time that you do run into a problem, even with holchei drachim, which we did talk about in the past, is if somebody stops off to eat lunch, right? I'm stopping off, let's say, I'm just giving you an example, for an hour, going to have a lunch, but my lunch entails hadama, eitz, shahakal, or whatever the case is. I'm sitting at the picnic table, that's where I'm going to be staying, and that's, I'm making my kavias. Awesome. Now you have now it becomes a little bit of a problem how to work with the car, which we've spoken about in the past. Hopefully we'll talk about that a little bit more. But that's already a different story. But those quick stop-offs, restrooms, gas, and so on, along the way, would all be part of the holchei drachim. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha and bracha kol tov.